Now, I want to call attention, since I only have a couple minutes, to one comment he made. He says, quote, "The social history of wiretaps is a history of mission creep, where FBI agents initially hunting for wartime Nazi spies soon monitored progressive activists fighting racial discrimination," unquote. And I want to suggest that that's not mission creep. That's vision creep. And I think to call it mission creep misleads in a self-flattering way, as it suggests that we need the pundit class to redesign, to de-bureaucratize bureaucracies, as opposed to ending the possibility of there being any philosopher, king, statesman. One of the key distinguishing quality of the pundit class that we hear over the airwaves is that they unconsciously carry power's water, and that their voice in doing that is the master's voice. So in a sense, this show and the next one is going to be about reclaiming our own authentic voices, as opposed to letting the media tell us what our appropriate, quote unquote, legitimate, quote unquote, thoughts, which are thoughts that seed everything in seeding the fait accompli of the state. The pundit class acts as a Greek chorus for power that insidiously plants the thoughts to think and the frames in which to think them. And their uniform, constant refrain is, quote, "accept the fait accompli of the state," unquote. So for the state to be powerful, we are conditioned to relinquish our power. And the damning result is that our children are provided by us with a false model of what it means to be a human.